Amar Rav Avimi Bar Chama Bar Chasa. Melamed Shakof HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Esahar Kegigis. Ba'omer Lahem Im Atem Mekablu Matora Mutov. Ve'im Lav Shom Tehei Kvuraschem. As we start to count down to Kabbalah Satorah, now we have less than 2 weeks to go. Already from Pesach, we started thinking as we counted the Omer. But now that it's very close, so we redouble our focus on not only the Yom of Shavuos, and not only on Kabbalah Satorah for Klal Yisrael, but rather, in addition, Kabbalah Satorah L'chalecha V'yecha. And we try to understand, what does it mean for us? What does Kabbalah Satorah mean for us? What does it mean for us in our own lives? What does it mean for us as Bnei Torah, who devote so much time to Limud HaTorah? Voltman Gemein, so we would imagine that we're Mekabel the Torah all the time. But there is a special inyan of a Yomtiv that's devoted to Kabbalah Satorah. The iconic image that we associate is this Gemara Masechet Shabbos. It's based on a pasuk in Perek Yud Tes in Parshas Yisro, when the Torah describes the events that were leading up to and culminating in Kabbalah Satorah. The pasuk says, "Vayotze Moshe Sa'am Likraso Elokim in Amachne," that they march out, they're ready to go, they're now getting themselves organized in order to be ready for Kabbalah Satorah. Vayisyatzvu betachtis hahar. The lashon of the pasuk, vayisyatzvu betachtis hahar. Zot Rashi, lefi pshutay beragle hahar. Tachtis is a strange kind of a phrase. What's tachtis? So the fi pshutay, says Rashi, beragle hahar. They gathered around the foot of the mountain. However, umedrash umidrasho shenitla shahar mi makomo. V'nechpa aleihem kegigis. Rashi says umidrasho, to Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, kofa aleihem har kegigis. This is also a Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara there is describing that ba'achras hayamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take out a Sefer Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, whoever was Isaac in the Sefer Torah should come to get the schar. And all the Umis Ha'olam are going to line up, and they're all going to want the Shtikl Schar from the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to each one of them, why do you think you deserve it? And one by one, he's going to reject whatever claims they have, and he's going to claim that whatever they did for themselves, for their own personal negiyas, and not at all relevant to a sense of an appreciation of the values of Torah. After they're all rejected, says the Gemara at the bottom of Beis Amid Beis and Avodah Zarah, Armim lefanav Rabbanu Shalala, klum nosata lanu velo kibalnuha. Did you ever give it to us? You never gave us a chance. Klal Yisrael, you gave the chance. You gave them the Torah. They accepted it. Why are we being punished? Because you never gave us a chance. As they frak the Gemara, says the Gemara, what are you talking about? We all know that Kadosh Baruch Hu went from Ummah to Ummah to Ummah, and each one of them said my ksivba, and each one of them said it's not for me. So he did offer it to them. Ella, what's the taina? Ella kacha imrim lefanav. Rabbanu shalaylam klum kafisa aleinu har kegigis velo kibalnuha kamosha asisa liYisrael. The reason why we weren't makabel the Torah is because he didn't force us. The only reason why Bnei Yisrael were makabel the Torah is because he did force them. So once again, we have this image that kafisa aleinu har kegigis ad kidei kach in the medrash. Shira Shirim. The Medrash says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Atem Mekablam Aleichem Toirasi Mutov, V'im Lav, now comes there's a sharpness in the Lashon of the Medrash, V'im Lav Hareini Kovesh Aleichem Hohor Hazeh V'hoireg Eschem. Kindalach is old wissen that if you're not Mekabal the Torah, V'hoireg Eschem. That is the ultimatum that the Rabbanu Shalom gave to our Zaydis and Bavis and the Elder Zaydis and the Elder Bavis. This is the ultimatum. If you accept the Torah, that's going to be wonderful. And if you don't accept the Torah, Beferish and the Medrash, the Hirei Geschem, I'm going to kill you. So, it's a little bit difficult. As I now get closer to Kabbalah Satorah, and as I now relive that incredible moment of Matan Torah, so this is the image that our ancestors were standing there under the mountain, quaking with fear, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, if you accept it, that's great. If not, I'm going to drop it and you're dead. I mean, I love the Torah. I have a wonderful relationship with the Torah. That was it? That was Matan Torah? If you don't do it, I'm going to kill you? I'd like a little bit, it's a little, like a wonderful feeling towards the Torah. I don't want to feel like I have a gun at my head in order to be Makabel the Torah. In fact, the Gemara itself has a problem with this. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos continues, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Mikan Maidor Rabba Loi Raisa. According to this image, Zot Rashi Maidor Rabba, Shim Yasminen Ledin, Loma Lo Kiyamte Mashiki Maltem Aleichem, Yesh Lam Tshuva Shekiblu Abayinis. Somebody has a taina later on, the Rabban Shalom says, wait a minute, why aren't you Makabel the Torah? Why aren't you acting appropriately? So the answer is, I never wanted this. You didn't give me a choice. You forced me. It's not like I took this upon myself. So the Gemara answers, Kimu v'kiblu. But for me, the fundamental problem with this image is that it's not the kind of image that I would have imagined I would want to associate with the foundational event in the early history of Klal Yisrael, the most important event that made us who we are and what we are, and that is Kabbalah Satorah. There's a story told about a chassid who went to the Rebbe. And he went to the Rebbe and he said to the Rebbe, listen, you know, I need help. I need help because Nebuch, my horse is schlepping a foot and my roof is leaking and my wife isn't feeling well. And my daughter is 12 and a half, Nebuch, gunish kin shiduchin, nothing is happening. I don't know what to do. So the Rebbe says, nu, David, perfect. You came exactly to the right place. I'll tell you what to do. In 2 weeks is Rosh Chodesh. A month after that is Rosh Chodesh. Then 2 weeks after that is Pesach. 2 weeks after that is Rosh Chodesh. A month after that is Rosh Chodesh. You're going to say Hallel, David, right? You're going to say Hallel. When you come to Ana Hashem, in Hallel, I want you to say Ana Hashem with Kavana. And David should tell him, I promise you, everything will be fine. So David goes home. He's all excited. Gets up. On the morning of Rosh Chodesh, he runs to the mikveh, he davens vasikin, he's screaming out, Ana Hashem and Hallel. And then a month later, and then Pesach, and then 2 weeks later, and then a month later, 6 months later, gunish mit gunish, he goes back to the Rebbe. Says to the Rebbe, Rebbe, I was here 6 months ago, and I did exactly what you told me to do, and nothing has changed. And Nebuch, the wife isn't well, and the roof is leaking, And the horse is schlepping a foot, and then it's I have a big problem, and my daughter is 13. Rebbe, what did I do wrong? The Rebbe says, where in Hallel did you say Ana Hashem with Kavod? What do you mean, where in Hallel? Ana Hashem Ashiyano? Ana Hashem Hatzlichano? Wrong Ana Hashem. Wrong Ana Hashem. It's easy to say Ana Hashem Ashiyano with Kavod. It's easy to say Ana Hashem Atzlichano with Kavod. We need to understand that we're nothing, zero. We're less than zero without Siyata Dishmai. And we are nowhere unless we invoke the brachas and the tefillas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should give us. That He should give us Yeshua. And that He should give us Hatzlocha. Ana Hashem Hashia, no, without you I am nowhere. I need you to help me. Ana Hashem, please, that's easy. There's another Ana Hashem in Hallel. What's the other Ana Hashem in Hallel? Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha. That's what you need to say with Kavod. You have to be makir that at the end of the day you're an Eved Hashem. And you have to be makir that it's lemaisa as if the mountain is over you and the Rebbeinu Shalom says do this, you do this, because you're an Eved Hashem. And we say it in Hallel, Ana Hashem, ki ani avdecha. You say that with Kavanah, nechzog dirtzu, I promise you. So we understand very well the centrality of the notion of submission. It's not about us. It's not about our desires. It's not about what we think. We are servants in God's army. We are Avdei Hashem. At the same time, we'd like there to be, you know, we should sort of be able to take a deep breath and embrace the Torah on the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satorah. And so I have two suggestions for you. First suggestion, if you medayek in the Gemara, I heard this from my father, Zichrono Livracha, passed away 5-6 weeks ago. There's a word in the Gemara that's a little bit off. And you may have already noticed it, and I hope at some point you may have noticed it. Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chasam Alamet Shekof HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Esahar Ki Gigas V'Amar Lahem Im Atem Mekablam Esatorah Mutah V'Im Lav. What's the next word in the Gemara? V'Im Lav Sham Tehek V'Raschem. What should the Gemara say? What do you mean Sham Tehek V'Raschem? Listen, guys. Hi! Can you hear me? Listen, if you accept the Torah, great. If not, goodbye, done. Off and north, HaKadosh Baruch Hu drops the mountain. What do you mean, Shom Pei Kvuraschem? Where's the Kvuraschem? Poi Pei Kvuraschem. It's a nice and akasha. And my father, Zichrono Livracha, suggested that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling B'nai Yisrael is as follows. If you accept the Torah, it's wonderful. And if you don't accept the Torah, you'll continue to exist. Another 10 years, another 50 years, 100 years, 200 years. But you're going to have the same end as the Chiti and the Chivi and the Yavusi and the Girgashi. They're all living at the same time. They're your contemporaries. How long are they going to last? When was the last time you bumped into a Yavusi on the street? They're gone. Why are they gone? Because they had no values. Because the whole culture gave and garnished. In Matem Mekablim Esatayu Mutu. Unbelievable. Unbelievable gift. V'im lav sham, down the road of history. Here you'll continue, you'll muddle, it's chanetz again, you'll manage, you'll go a little bit more, a little bit less. Sham teik v'rasim, you're not going to last. Nitzchiyus you will never have, unless you mekabel the Torah. So it's not as if HaKadosh Baruch was saying, I'm dropping it, that's it, you're gone. That's not what happened. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Emes Lamita, that without Torah, you don't have Nitzchiyus. The second thing I want to bring to your attention is really a beautiful Meiradik of Mechilta the Rabbi Yishmael. Mechilta the Rabbi Yishmael says on this pasuk, Betachtis Hahar, Melameid Shenitlash Hahar Mimakomo, Vekarvu Vaamdu Tachtov. It's the same image. It's the same scene. Kadosh Baruch Hu came, picked up the mountain, and they're under the mountain. Aleihem mufurash bekabola, yoynasi bechag vehasela. As I state in the Mechilta of the Rabbi Yishmael. It's the same image, they're under the mountain. Sugishtelt to this image, a pasuk in Shir Hashir. Yoynasi bechag vehasela. My dove, my bird, is in the Chag Ve'asala, the cleft of a rock. What's a cleft of a rock? So there's an overhang. There's a rocky overhang, and the bird finds, goes underneath, under the overhang. That's the bird, your Nasi B'Chag Ve'asala. What's Pshat? In the Mechilta de Rebbe Shmuel, why is it so important for us? As an additional, not instead of. Malam Shekofa, Kodesh Baruch Aleim Esarki Gigas, that we have to understand that we're Avdei Hashem, Aleph Beis. But there's an additional image. We're under the mountain. Hado dechsiv, yoynasi b'chag ve'asela. Why does the yoyna go into the chag ve'asela? Why does the bird go into the cleft of the rock? The answer is very simple. Because it's hot outside. Or because it's raining outside. So the bird needs protection. So the bird needs protection. It goes under, so it's protected by the overhang of the rock. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu lift up the mountain? Why was Melamed Shekofa Aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Har Kigigas? Why? Not because he gave us an ultimatum. Either you better accept the Torah, otherwise you're in big trouble. You know why? Because in the Sinai Desert, Shavuos time, it's really hot. It's hot. There is no shade. It's hot. Kadosh Baruch Hu starts talking to Bnei Yisrael. Anoche Hashem Elokecha Asher Etzeizira. And all the Bnei Yisrael are thinking about, they're schwitzing, they're dripping, they're sweating. It's hot. Who can concentrate? Who can concentrate? What does Rebbeinu Shalom do? A Maisa Chesed, unbelievable. He says, you know what? It's not working. Picks up the mountain, holds it over them. Baruch Hashem, shade. What were you saying? Now we can have a conversation. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick up the mountain? Zok, the Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel Melamed, Shen Nitla, Shohar, Mi Mekoymoy, Vekorvu, Vaamdu, Tachtov, Alei, Mefurish, Vekabolah, Yernasi, Bechad, Ve'asel. You know what the Torah does for us? It protects us. It gives us meaning. It makes us feel comfortable. It makes us feel like human beings that have a purpose. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted the mountain. Because the alternative was that we couldn't concentrate. So we have two images. We have two interpretations of the same image. Kulam haidu v'himlichu v'amru, that they're under the mountain. The first Pshat in Rashi is Baraglei Ha'or. But Chazal, Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, Medrash Shir HaShirim, Chazal reject the Raglei Ha'or, and Chazal say, Mamish, Tachas Ha'or Mamish. According to the Bavli, Tachas Ha'or Mamish, because that's one aspect of what it means to be Mekabel the Torah. What it means to be Mekabel the Torah at the end of the day is, it's all about God's will. I'm not the Balabas, the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Balabas. I don't have a choice. I like the Torah. I don't like the Torah. This I like. This I don't like. This I did yesterday. This I'll do tomorrow. It's a Dairaisa. It's a Darabanan. It's a Messiah. It's Minig Yisrael. Sign on. That's it. You're in for the duration. We are Avdei Hashem. Ana Hashem. Ki Ani Avdech. That's one way. That's one Mahalach to prepare for Kabbalah Sator. And then there's another way, an additional way. And that is to recognize that the Torah for us is like a canopy. That the Torah for us is a protection. That the Torah for us makes our lives comfortable, livable, doable, meaningful. And both of them are important. As we're here in the Beis Medrash tonight, there is the Reitz dinner, the yeshiva's Shivas Rebbeinu Yitzchak Yochanan dinner, and this year we're honoring Rav Shechter Shlita, among other honorees. What a wonderful bracha B'nai Yeshiva have, to have Rav Shechter in our yeshiva, and to have all of the Rosh Yeshiva, who can teach us, and who can inspire us, and who can model for us both of these aspects. Mitzad Echad, to be kafuf, to bend your head and be kafuf to the Ratzon HaBore, and on the other hand, what a gift. What a bracha. What a matana toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And as we prepare for Kabbalah Satayra, we should prepare besimcha ubiyahava, to be able to redouble our efforts in terms of Limud HaTayra, and also for the commitment to the values and to the life of Tayra that should be central for us, not only in the years that we're in the yeshiva, but given the kaiches that we pick up here and learn here, to stay with us and to be with us for many, many wonderful and happy years to come.